You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today, I will share with you a message that resonates in the deepest of our hearts. A message of hope, of faith, and of liberation from the chains of worry that bind us. In a world filled with uncertainty and challenges, it's easy to find ourselves entangled in the web of anxiety. But the good news is that we serve a God who is bigger than our worries. As we look around, we see the signs of worry etched on the faces of those we encounter daily. The weight of life's burdens, the uncertainties of the future, and the challenges that loom over us can cast a shadow over our joy, hindering us from living the abundant life that God has promised. My friends, in this section, we delve into the chains that worry wraps around our lives, restricting our freedom and hindering our ability to experience the fullness of joy that God desires for us. Consider the scenes of everyday life. A parent laboring to provide for their family, their brow furrowed with the weight of financial burdens. A student lying awake at night, grappling with the uncertainties that the future holds. And the person battling health issues, their heart restless in the face of the unknown. These scenarios are not mere isolated incidents, but representative of the multifaceted ways in which worry infiltrates our lives. Worry, in its various forms, becomes a thief that robs us of the precious gift of peace. It stealthily creeps into our minds, casting shadows over the light of joy that should illuminate our days. The impact of worry is universal. It doesn't discriminate based on age, social status, or background. It's a silent intruder that shackles us to fear, preventing us from fully embracing the abundant life that God has promised. In Matthew 6:25-27, Jesus, our compassionate Savior, confronts the issue of worry with divine wisdom. His words resonate through the ages, addressing the very concerns that echo in our hearts today. He speaks directly to the core of our anxieties, urging us not to be consumed by the worries of daily life. Consider the rhetorical questions posed by Jesus. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? In these questions, Jesus challenges us to recognize the intrinsic value of life itself, the beauty and significance that go beyond the material concerns that often preoccupy our minds. He directs our attention to the birds of the air, creatures without the ability to sow, reap, or store food, yet they are fed by our Heavenly Father. The lesson is clear. If God provides for the birds, how much more will He care for His most prized creation, you and me? Jesus, in His profound love, goes on to ask, "Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" This question pierces through the illusion that worry somehow grants us control or solves our problems. Instead, it challenges us to recognize the futility of worry, the inability to alter the course of time or the events that unfold in our lives. Through these poignant words, Jesus beckons us to release the grip of worry, to unshackle ourselves from its chains, and to embrace a trust that transcends our circumstances. As we move forward in this sermon, let us remember that the call to stop worrying is not a dismissive command, but an invitation to trust in the unfailing love and providence of our Heavenly Father. In our journey from worry to wonder, we find solace in Jesus' call to embrace faith over fear. He beckons us to a radical trust in our Heavenly Father, a trust that transcends the tumultuous circumstances of life. This invitation requires a fundamental shift in our perspective, urging us to redirect our gaze from the anxieties that surround us to the Sovereign One who holds the entire universe in His hands. Faith over fear is not a mere platitude, but a profound reality that transforms the way we navigate the challenges of life. It is a deliberate and intentional decision to believe that our God is not distant or indifferent to our.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Struggles, but actively engaged in the details of our lives, working tirelessly to bring about solutions to our problems. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, offers a powerful exhortation that reinforces this truth. In Philippians 4, 6, 7, he writes, "Do not be anxious about anything." Paul provides a practical roadmap for overcoming anxiety. He encourages us to bring every concern, every worry, and every burden before the throne of God. The act of prayer is not just a ritual. It is a transformative conversation with the Creator of the universe. It is a humble admission that we are not in control, but a recognition that the One who is in control cares deeply for us. As we present our requests with thanksgiving, we acknowledge God's goodness, His faithfulness, and His sovereignty. Gratitude becomes a powerful antidote to anxiety, shifting our focus from what is lacking to the abundance of God's grace. And the promise that follows is awe-inspiring. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This peace is not a fleeting emotion dependent on favorable circumstances. It is a profound and lasting serenity that surpasses human comprehension. It is a peace that stands guard, a sentinel that protects our hearts and minds from the onslaught of worry and fear. Embracing faith over fear is not a one-time decision, but a daily, moment-by-moment choice. It is a journey of surrender, trust, and reliance on the One who invites us to cast our cares upon Him. As we continue our exploration of this transformative journey, let us carry with us the assurance that our Heavenly Father not only hears our prayers, but responds with a peace that transcends all understanding. Beloved brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey from worry to wonder, let us anchor ourselves in the unwavering truth that our God is a God of provision. The same Creator who adorns the lilies of the field with beauty and ensures the sustenance of the birds of the air is more than capable of meeting our every need. It's a truth we find echoed throughout the pages of Scripture and engraved in the very fabric of our faith. Remember the reassuring words of Psalm 55:22. "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." This verse serves as a divine promise, a covenant that invites us to release the weight of our worries into the hands of the Almighty. It assures us that when we cast our cares upon Him, He not only hears our cries, but actively sustains us. The imagery is profound. It's an invitation to entrust our concerns to a God who not only cares for us, but is ready to uphold us with His righteous right hand. The call to cast our cares is not a passive act, but a deliberate choice to release the burdens that weigh heavy on our hearts. It's an intentional decision to let go of the anxieties that threaten to overwhelm us and to place our trust in the One who holds the universe in the palm of His hand. When we cast our cares upon the Lord, we make room for His divine intervention in our lives. In Matthew 6:31, 33, Jesus reinforces this principle, saying, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Trusting God's provision involves a profound shift in our priorities. It beckons us to seek first the kingdom of God, recognizing that our Heavenly Father is not only aware of our needs, but is committed to providing for us in His perfect timing and according to His abundant resources. Beloved, as we cast our cares upon the Lord, let us do so with confidence, knowing that He is faithful to sustain us. He is the God who parted the Red Sea, fed the Israelites in the wilderness, and multiplied the loaves and fishes. His track record of provision is unparalleled, and His promises are steadfast. Now, as we delve deeper into our exploration of surrender, let us first dispel the misconception that surrender is synonymous with weakness. On the contrary, surrender is a powerful and transformative act that stems from profound trust in our Heavenly Father. It is a recognition that His ways far surpass our limited understanding, and that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Our finite minds often struggle to comprehend the vastness of God's wisdom and the intricacies of His divine plan. In the face of life's uncertainties and challenges, surrender becomes the key that unlocks the door to a deeper connection with our Creator. It is an acknowledgement that, despite our best efforts, there are aspects of our lives that are beyond our control and understanding. Picture for a moment the scene at the foot of the cross. Imagine yourself standing there, burdened by the weight of worries, anxieties, and struggles. Now, envision the transformative power of surrender as you intentionally lay down each burden before the Savior. In this sacred exchange, Christ, who bore the weight of the world on His shoulders, takes upon Himself the heavy load that hinders you. The freedom that comes with releasing this burden is not merely metaphorical. It is a profound reality that transcends our earthly comprehension. Surrender is not a passive resignation to fate or a relinquishing of responsibility. Rather, it is an active, intentional choice to let go and let God take control. It involves a conscious decision to trust in His divine plan, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. Surrender is an ongoing process that requires us to release our grip on the illusion of control, allowing God to work in ways that surpass our understanding. In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus extends a heartfelt invitation, saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This invitation is not a call to carry the heavy load of worry alone. It is an invitation to exchange our burdens for the restorative yoke of Christ. Beloved, let us embrace the power of surrender with open hearts as we release our worries, fears, and anxieties. May we find refuge in the loving arms of our Savior. Surrender is a pathway to freedom, a journey from the chains of worry to the wonder of God's transformative grace. May we choose each day to lay our burdens at the foot of the cross and experience the profound liberation that comes with surrendering to the one who is both the author and finisher of our faith. Now, let us draw inspiration from the testimonies of those who walked the path of faith, individuals who faced seemingly insurmountable challenges, yet chose to trust in the unwavering promises of our Almighty God. Consider the faith of Abraham, a patriarch whose obedience and trust in God's provision were tested to the extreme. In Genesis 22, we read of Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his beloved son, Isaac, as an act of obedience to God's command. Abraham's journey was one marked by trust in the divine, even when faced with the inconceivable. In the midst of uncertainty, God provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac, showcasing his faithfulness to those who put their trust in him. Similarly, let us reflect on the profound trust displayed by Job, a man known for his unwavering faith, even in the face of unimaginable suffering. Job declared, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Job 13:15. Job's story teaches us that trust is not contingent on favorable circumstances, but is a resilient anchor that holds firm in the storms of life. In the end, God restored Job's fortunes, showcasing his faithfulness to those who endure and trust in him through adversity. These stories are not mere historical accounts, but living testimonies that echo through the corridors of time. They resonate with the truth that God is not just a problem solver, but a waymaker, a sustainer, and a faithful companion on the journey of life. As we consider these testimonies, let us recognize that our stories, too, are woven into the grand narrative of God's faithfulness. Beloved, your life is a testament to the transformative power of unwavering trust in God. Your faith in the midst of trials, your perseverance in the face of challenges, and your commitment to trust God's promises are chapters being written in the divine narrative. In the twists and turns of life, let your testimony resound with the assurance that God is indeed at work, and that He is a problem solver, and that He is actively making a way where there seems to be no way. Dear friends, if you find this message helpful, I want you to share it with your loved ones, as maybe they need to hear this message. And don't forget to leave your comment with Amen. May God bless you and those around you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.